Well, another U.S. Republican senator has taken a swipe at U.S. President Donald Trump as accusing him of debasing the American nation and also degrading its values. Take a listen.
Reckless, outrageous, and undignified behavior has become excused and countenanced as telling it like it is, when it is actually just reckless, outrageous, and undignified. And when such behavior emanates from the top of our government, it is something else. It is dangerous to a democracy.
Speaking on the Senate floor, Senator Jeff Flake accused Trump of, quote, flagrant disregard for truth and denounced his controversial tweets. Flake also blamed his GOP comrades for turning a blind eye to the undermining of American norms and values. The Arizona senator announced that he would not run for re-election next year, citing he would not be complicit with a reckless presidency. Senator Bob Corker, who has already said he wouldn't seek re-election, called Trump a liar who has damaged the United States' standing in the world.
I don't know why he lowers himself to such a low, low standard and debases our country in the way that he does, but he does. The president has great difficulty with the truth.
Corker said Trump was not even a good role model for American children. In response, the White House said Trump enjoyed more popular support in Tennessee and Arizona than the two senators did in their home states, and that it was a good decision not to run for re-election. Earlier, Trump on Twitter called Corker incompetent and claimed the two-term senator, quote, couldn't get elected dog catcher in Tennessee. Deepening divisions between the White House and the GOP camp come amid Trump's efforts to build consensus on proposed tax cuts. Trump's policies even drew criticism from former Republican President George W. Bush, who last week decried bullying and prejudice and denounced anti-immigrant sentiment. Joining us from San Francisco is Mike Raval. He's a former Democratic U.S. Senator, and he joins us via Skype. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV. Now, first of all, I'd like to get your opinion on how you interpret this falling out almost between these GOP senators and the White House.
Well, both Senator Flake and Corker would be from the moderate wing of the Republican Party. And unfortunately, they're not going to be running again, which I think will just strengthen Trump in his efforts to destabilize the Republican Party. It's very difficult to assess the damage that's being done by Trump, but now that we see that the neocons who are very much opposed to Iran and want to do the bidding of Netanyahu from Israel, we see them getting involved with Trump, and it's very distressing. But Trump has some credibility because sometimes he tells the truth, it hits a nerve, but many times his statements are just ridiculous.
Right. So you're saying that Trump still enjoys support from a certain base within the GOP of these neocons that you're talking about?
Oh, very much so. And of course, the neocons not only control the Republicans, the moderates and the not so moderates, but they also control the Democrats. And that's the tragedy of it all. And that's what makes Trump palatable to many people, because both parties, the Democrat and Republican parties, have shown that they cannot lead the country, they cannot bring about intelligent, fair policy. And so that's what elected a person like Trump, who plays to the worst fears that people have, but yet at the same time does make some interesting statements about change. But the more we see the situation, the more we see that he's controlled by Netanyahu, who's pulling the strings not only for the White House, but for the Congress.
Okay, let's leave it there for now. That's former Democratic U.S. Senator Mike Raval joining us via Skype from San Francisco. Many thanks indeed, as always, for your comments here on Press TV, Senator Raval.